Tom Corcoran, the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy. We'll have a high of only around 41 degrees. Temperatures right now, Kenosha 34, 34 also in Burlington, 36 in Milwaukee, and 34 degrees in Racine. Just a handful of people showing up at City Hall in Racine last night to comment on the proposed 2018 budget for the city. It was the public hearing. Rick Pizell talked about funding for the event center, said the city can't afford it, and the people don't want it.
Anyone who ran for mayor, if they would have said, we want the event center, would not have gotten elected. If you are really sure that people want it in the community, put it at a referendum. It would be like getting a second opinion from a doctor. Let the people vote on it separately if you are so sure of yourselves that the people want it.
Tom Bueller spoke representing Visioning a Greater Racine, noting that the city had allocated $5,000 in 2016 to the organization, and the county's proposed 2018 budget includes $10,000. He asked the city to match that amount. Aldermen meeting in Committee of the Whole going to begin deliberating the amendments to the budget coming up tomorrow night. Some accounting changes, though, in the proposed 2018 city budget will result in a lower levy, assuring that the city will get expenditure restraint and levy limit funding from the state of Wisconsin. During the meeting last night, Finance Director Dave Brown said it really wasn't clear in the current budget document that funding for three revenue funds, the library, the health department lab, and municipal court, were coming from reserves, and that the first part of the amendment presented to the aldermen would clarify the intents of the budget.
That is why we're doing the first part of this amendment, is to show reserves going to these three special revenue funds that had significant increases. At the end of the day, the levy does not change and the use of the reserves does not change. It is simply a matter of the way the budget reflects them, and then along with that, how much levy would go to each area. So it's a no-sum gain, no loss on that, simply accounting.
He noted the budget process began this summer. The second part of the proposed amendment reflects a much more recent review of the figures, and it results in a reduction of the total levy by $515,000. Brown also warning aldermen that when they propose amendments to the budget starting tomorrow night, they cannot add to the levy. They would only be allowed to take from one due to the other. Racine Common Council and Redevelopment Authority have a joint meeting at 6:15 tonight in council chambers. This to get the latest on what had been the Machinery Row project, but has been rebranded as the Water Street development. The agenda calls for the city administrator and the development director, Amy Conley, to address plans for the site as well as the initial development agreement that the city had with Rodney Blackwell. An RDA resolution with tonight's meeting would, quote, authorize certain actions in support of a planned large-scale redevelopment of lands along the Root River front in downtown Racine to include those properties previously referred to as Machinery Row. Well, the final version of the 2017-18 Racine Unified School District budget, most of which had already been in place since the start of the fiscal year back in July on a preliminary basis, it was approved unanimously last night by the Board of Education, including a local levy of more than $87 million out of the almost $300 million total. Budget Director Mark Duff saying it's a very tight budget, but also exciting because it has new initiatives.
We have new English language arts curriculum. We have furniture for our schools. We're improving and constructing our schools and making them more efficient. We have new behavioral support initiatives like circles of support. That's very exciting. In this document, we are linking our initiatives to the strategic plan.
Duff explaining the budget came a long way from the starting point of a $6 million deficit months ago. Fund balance is around 15%, said the tax rate ends up being about half a cent higher because of the voucher program. Board member Mike Frontier commending the administration for all that went into the budget, given what the district had to work with.
The context we're in is that, as we know, in the last 10 years, only Alabama's cut school funding more than Wisconsin. Those kind of strictures in a state that has a tremendous reputation, history as caring about education is tragic. We're living with the political consequences of those decisions, and it only hurts our kids when those decisions are made, and they're certainly impacting on us.
The website version of the finalized budget is going to be even improved more in the coming weeks, according to Duff, with detailed information for each of the schools. He sat through the final budget vote of his career last night with Racine Unified, and then Chief Operations Officer David Hazen, who is retiring in a few days, got another encore thank you from board member Matt Hanser.
I want to thank you for your service to the Racine Unified School District and all the stuff you've done with us regarding financials and property acquisition and sale and all that kind of happy, fun stuff that you've worked with us on. So thank you very much. And enjoy your retirement.
Superintendent Lolly Hawes had publicly praised Hazen at the last regular business meeting, noting that the district is losing not only an extremely valuable administrator, but knowledgeable resource. Hazen indicating that he and his wife are going to be spending some time between the Racine area and their property in Arizona. Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion will take the lead to fill Hazen's spot in the coming weeks as the process moves forward in 2018 for him to take over for Superintendent Lolly Hawes. Police in Zion, Illinois, recover the car involved in a fatal hit-and-run accident earlier this month, but have not yet found the driver. 19-year-old Randy Lee Harrison, Jr. of Pleasant Prairie was killed when he was struck by a car just after midnight, October 21st, on Green Bay Road, south of 9th Street in Zion. A second man was also struck, but not seriously hurt. Police say the driver of the car pulled over after the accident, put up the convertible top to the vehicle, and then drove off. Zion police, posting on their Facebook page, did not release any further information on the recovery of the vehicle. Funeral services were for Lee Harrison, a 2017 graduate of Indian Trail High School, were held yesterday. In Kenosha Circuit Court, a child psychologist testified that 16-year-old Bradford High School student Tim Carlson, charged with fatally stabbing a classmate at school earlier this year, has a history of non-aggressive behavior, but the DA's office tried to paint a much different picture. At issue is whether Carson should be tried as an adult or sent to juvenile court. Child psychologist Jenna Saul said her investigation revealed the boy usually just tried to avoid any kind of conflict.
In interviewing his teachers, those I was able to speak with also consistently described him in the same way that I was really impressed with, which is his tendency to avoid conflict. If there is going to be something to happen, he is going to do his best to not be there and to try to escape. That was consistent in speaking with his teachers, and it was consistent in all of the descriptions of the prior conflicts with these other boys.
Carson charged with second-degree intentional homicide. The victim, Dejon Taylor, died a couple of days after the attack. DA Mike Gravely presenting documented instances of Carson either being the aggressor or participating in fights. The matter was adjourned to December. A bank in downtown Kenosha got robbed yesterday afternoon. Kenosha police indicating a man walked into the Chase Bank on 6th Avenue just after noon, handed a note to the teller there and demanded cash, implying that he had a weapon. Man described only as being white in his early 20s, got away with an undisclosed amount of money. Lincoln County Sheriff's Department identifies a man who died when a tree stand collapsed last week as 59-year-old Donald Peterson of Racine. A news release indicates Peterson was using a climbing tree stand when it let loose, according to that release, while he was climbing up. A man from Merrill, just opening up a hunting land last week, found Peterson hanging from the tree, pronounced dead at that location. Sheriff's Department says Peterson had been hunting alone in that area. The Racine Public Safety Building is going to be 50 years old next year and well beyond showing its age, according to Police Chief Art Howell, who gave his assessment of the facility to the Common Council's Committee of the Whole after last night's public hearing.
At that time, it was a state-of-the-art facility. We didn't have any female officers at that time, so the building did not have a female locker room. It was not handicap accessible. There's so many facets of the building that, from an engineering perspective, are just outdated. And it's ironic that it would be known as the safety building because it's far from safe in terms of the way it's constructed at this point.
Chief Howell, exaggerating a bit for effect, said that there's a minor crack in the building similar to the San Andreas Fault between the police and fire departments, which the new city administrator learned about early on the job. The chief added that it's an administrative call about continued repairs to an old building which needs constant attention or planning for a new facility. He said it would make sense to construct a new safety building in the current municipal lot, then tear down the current structure and make the existing site available for parking. The 2018 budget review process again will continue tomorrow night. Final council vote is scheduled for next Tuesday. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.